So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
He has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y-B.
Baby. One more job and I'm done.
I'm not doing this without you.
Hello.
Hey, Ansel. How you going, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us today. I saw you eat your lunch on Instagram with 10,000 people watching you. How was that?
Oh, my God. A lot more people watched that than I thought. You're the second person to say, I saw you watch your lunch on Instagram. So whenever I make those, I always like don't think that anyone's going to see them, but then I realize I'm sharing that with the entire world. Something you kind of forget about when you're sharing everything with the entire world.
Well, you've got, what, 8 million followers on Instagram, so it's probably a pretty fun thing to do, go live every now and then.
Yeah, it's good to do it. It's nice. I really appreciate my fans, and I'd like to fill them in on what's going on, especially when I have such an amazing movie to promote. You know, like, I want to get the word out, and being everywhere is kind of important when you're trying to get everyone to see the movie.
For sure. Well, anyway, let's get into Baby Driver. We screened it for our members a couple of weeks ago, and the response was amazing. Everyone loved the film. How did this film come your way? How did you get involved?
Well, I met with Edgar in like 2015, maybe even 2014. Yeah, 2014, I think we met, and we had lunch, and we talked about music the whole time. And it was just music, music, music. I didn't know what the movie was going to be, and eventually at the end of our meeting, he said, I have a movie that has a lot to do with music, and I think you would like it. And you should read the script. So I read it, and I loved the script so much. The music that actually you hear as an audience member now was written into the script when he first wrote it. So I got to listen to the music while I read it, and the music was so amazing and timeless and eclectic, and the story was so engaging, and I felt as though if Edgar Wright, the guy, you know, behind such amazing films, would bring this to life, that it would be like an amazing, immersive, unique film. And it is, and I'm so proud to be part of it.
What's Edgar like as a director compared to other directors you've worked with?
He's very, very deliberate, and we spent a lot of time in prep, which was cool. He wanted kind of to work everything out in advance, which made it easier because you really knew what you were doing and you really knew what your director wanted. And it's nice when a director really knows what he wants, and or he or she knows what they want. And I really would like to work with him again. And also what was cool about working with him was it actually inspired me to want to direct one day. Like,
That's cool.
He's so good at his job, and he's such a visionary that it made me feel like, wow, I want to be a director, and I want to be able to bring a vision to life the way Edgar has.
For sure. What's your favorite film of his? Do you have one?
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver.
Really? I think if you ask him, he'll say the same thing. This film is really special. Other than that, I love Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, everyone loves Hot Fuzz. Great film. Obviously, you have a really great supporting cast working with you in this film. What was it like walking on set and seeing John Hamm and Jamie Foxx and Kevin Spacey right there in front of
you? Oh, man, it was so insane. You know, I met them all in rehearsal, and they were all – it couldn't be warmer and more generous, and such a great group of guys. Kevin and I had just worked with in a movie called Billionaire Boys Club we did together, so I already knew him, and we were friendly. And we only got closer on this film. He's sort of like a mentor to me. Jamie has also become a really big mentor of mine and someone who I consider a very close friend. We hung out at his house a lot. We played basketball. We made music together. So the whole thing was a great experience, and not one that I'd expected because, you know, these are such big, big stars, and you never know. You know, it might be a big star, but you don't know if they're going to be like, you know, guys with really big hearts and really nice guys, and they all are really, really nice and really warm and generous.
Kevin Spacey seems like a really fun guy to be around. Like, you watch him doing interviews on, like, the Colbert Report, etc. And plus, I watched the interview you did with him the other day, I think actually last week, with when him and you were doing impressions.
Yeah, his Pacino kills me.
Yeah, he just looks like a really fun guy to be around. And I suppose if I ever met him, I'd probably go, "Hi, Mr. President," because I just wouldn't know what to say. I love House of Cards. But did he give you any advice? Because he's been in the industry a very long time.
Yeah, you know what? A big thing with him was sort of like business advice and things that you know, might seem boring to the average person, but when someone who's been around the industry this long, he's also a really, really great businessman. And balancing being an artist and a businessman is important and something that a lot of artists aren't great at. And it's something that I would like to, you know, to have a career as long as his and as important as his. I think you need to have an eye on your business.
Yeah.
And he is from it. I'm lucky that I've had somebody who, you know, kind of taught me about that stuff early on.
Your love interest in the film, Lily James, it looked like you two had some really great on-screen chemistry. What was it like working with her?
It was very, very nice. It's very, she is very, very easygoing. And a lot of actors and actresses are can be a little difficult, and we're all, you know, we all can be divas at times. But
yeah.
Lily James is never a diva. She is, like, almost too nice. So she doesn't belong in this industry the way that Baby and her, they don't belong in this world.
Yeah.
She doesn't belong in this industry. She's too nice. But that's great for us, everyone who gets to work with her.
This film is driven by music. If you had to pick one song to theme, well, your personal theme song, what would that be?
Wow.
Well, what do you listen to at the moment? What's your song at the moment?
I'm trying to catch up, you know, I'm young, but there's so many amazing things out there and new things coming out that are great, and also and old things, and I'm trying to catch up on all old Beatles albums and Prince albums and David Bowie albums, and so I'm trying to listen to everything and try to really expand my music education.
You've been in 7 films in the last 5 years that have come out, and you've already got a couple of films in the can that are coming out next year. Have you actually had any time off in the last 5-6 years?
I've had a lot of time off. You know, the thing about filming is it's very on and off, and I've been lucky with my time off. I've spent most of it making music, and that's been invaluable to me as a creator, and it's allowed me to stay creative. On set sometimes when you're sitting in a trailer for a few hours while they're fixing the cameras or, you know, setting up the next shot or moving locations, for me to be able to have another creative outlet is really important. I really think of myself and, like, my biggest strength in life is being creative. And I'm never, you know, when I almost never take time off from that. You know, I might take time off from working, but I don't even view when I'm actually finally on set in a scene or when I'm making, you know, writing a song, I feel like that's the most fulfilling thing that I can do. And I never feel like it's work.
One of my other writers, I asked him if there's anything he wanted me to ask you, and he read that you do miniature painting.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you get into? What do you like to paint?
Warhammer 40,000. It's like a miniature game.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, if he says Games Workshop, ask him if he likes Age of Sigmar and the new edition of 40K.
I do, very much. I'm really excited. I've recently been painting an entire Tyranid army.
Oh, nice. No, that's awesome. And lastly, just to wrap up, obviously we all want to see how the Divergent series of films wraps up. Do you know if there's been any word about whether it's still going to go for a TV movie or whether they're going to do the film, or is it just off the cards at the moment?
I don't know. I think at this point I'm out of the picture. So even if they do something, I won't be a part of it.
Okay, no, fair enough. And obviously, what have you got coming up for yourself? Tell us about what's coming your way in the near future.
Well, there are a few movies I'm excited about, but the only real thing, and like I said, you know, the nice thing about music is that it's mine and that I'm kind of in control of what I'm creating. And the thing about movies is that, like, you're always trying to get the financing, or maybe you need a different cast member, or maybe the director isn't right, or et cetera, et cetera. The script isn't quite ready. But right now I've been working on music mostly, and I have an EP coming out in the next couple months that I'm very excited about and proud of, more so than any other music I put out. So I'm excited for everyone to hear that.
Fantastic answer. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Good luck with the premiere tonight. I'm sure you'll get a great crowd there, and good luck with everything else.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ansel.
Bye.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
He has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y-B.
Baby.
One more job and I'm done.
I'm not doing this without you.